Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? This episode's a bit bonkers. It is a power hour. If you don't know what that is, it's a shot of beer a minute for an hour. We have comedians Ryan Long and Danny Polishchuk from the show The Boys Podcast and Natasia Dreams, who has been on the show before. We all collectively play the game for an hour and just have a conversation. It's a really fun episode. I, because I'm a puss, get a little drunk. That's just what happens. I'm a puss. Can't help it. That's who I be. But remember, we do the show twice a week, every Wednesday, every Saturday. We stream it live at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live every Wednesday, Saturday, 9 p.m. Then that episode comes out 5 days later everywhere else with commercials in it. So if you don't want to hear commercials and you want to get it immediately, just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that code SDR. You get a 7-day free trial, 20% off the network, and access to every single show that we've ever done in HD, commercial-free, and 20 other shows. And the network is growing all the time. But really, all we care about is spread the love. Tell people about the show, and that's all that matters. We're just so happy that you're along for the ride. So here it is right now, the Power Hour episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's beat, our beat. Like it's hocus and blow. It's art, you need to know.
All righty. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I'm Ralph Sutton. It's going to be an interesting episode. We are doing something unique. Let's start by introducing everybody directly to my left. Well, first of all, Big J, thank you very much, sir.
What?
First of all, I would say, I sent you a text, and you thought I was, I guess, I don't know why, you thought I was like maybe, you said, why did I send that? I said, you're a good guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't ask it like shitty. I was like, oh, what did I do?
It was out of nowhere. My brother's in town, and we went to Joe DeRosa's birthday party, and I went. It wasn't staying long because I don't drink anymore because I'm barely drinking these days, and everyone's drinking. I just left, and Joey said to me after, oh, you know, Jay's really just a good guy. Like, yeah, he's a good guy. So I just texted, you're a good guy.
Aw, thank you. You're a good guy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Even though everyone thinks you hate me, I think you're
Bobby
a good
Hutch
guy.
Over there. He's a good guy, too.
Bobby Hutch took a picture. I don't know if you could bring this up, if that's possible, but him and Alex, they look like fucking supermodels in some random picture that they just posted. Both of them look incredible. The best I've ever seen either of them look. I don't know if it's going to be possible to pull it up, but I was like, what am I looking at right now? They both look fantastic.
Well, Bobby lost the COVID 30.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but
pumping you up, dude.
Let's see if they can pull that up. If they can, and then we'll introduce our guests, but I'm hoping that they can pull that up because boy, did they both look great. All right, it's not happening. Oh, sorry, one more time. Shannon says it's happening.
Shannon's jealous. She won't show it.
She doesn't want Alex to be shining the light. Let's see. And
also, you shaving the head makes you look a little skinnier.
There we go. Yeah. Look at that picture. Look at them both.
Yeah.
They both look perfect.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex looks amazing.
Va-va-voom.
Va-va-va-voom.
Yeah, but you got like the dorky internet guy. You know, that's the, you know, the one, the mouth open. That's
soy?
It's the soy boy. The soy mouth. Yeah, you know the mouth, soy mouth, right?
Of course. That's a very favorite.
My little brother, 32 years old, doesn't take a picture on the internet where he doesn't go.
Oh, really?
It looks so lame.
I think I look terrible in pictures. Anyway, so let's introduce our guests. And then I'll tell you what's happening tonight. You do know for the first time in a while what we're doing, but we are doing this. So first of all, to my left, I think it's been over 2 years since you've been on the show, I'm not mistaken. It is Natasia Dreams. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you so much for having me.
To my right, who's been on the show, we were in this studio, and I forget who the other guest was.
Oh, it was the guy from a band, reggae dude.
I don't remember who it is, but it is
Papa Roach.
No, it wasn't Papa Roach. Who it was? I can't remember who it is. But you only done the show once before. It is Ryan Long, and your partner on the Boys Cast. It is Danny Polishchuk.
Yeah, Polishchuk.
Polishchuk. So thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And now here's what's happening. We're not like coming up with this idea. It's not something brand new, but I think it's very SDR friendly. We're doing a power hour of drinking, which is a shot of beer a minute for the whole hour. We'll start, like, I guess, you know, about 2 or 3 minutes in. But what we're doing is We have a list of punishments for the people that first bail, and then the winner will be the winner. But those are the punishments there. I'm going to read you some of them. One of them is to wear your underwear on your head for the rest of the show.
Or one someone's of, underwear.
Or someone's
is that
underwear.
If you win or lose?
Both. One of them, which I got online, which I saw a video of it, it is the world's... I didn't want to do spiciest candy, because that could fuck you up. You usually travel the next day. I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
It is the world's sourest candy.
It's fine.
That I watched videos, nobody keeping in their mouth for more than like 5 seconds.
Oh, so wow. Let's see what
happens. Bullshit. I'll do that for fun.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. And then a bunch of, I don't need to read through them all right now, but we'll do them all as we do the show. I
just want to punch a kitten.
Punch a kitten.
Blah, blah, blah. Skipping through.
Fist each other.
Swing from
we have a bucket of shit to eat.
Eat but, human feces. Blah, blah, blah.
Before we get into it, and everyone should pour your first beer shot, and then we can start.
Yeah, I did it already.
Start the engine.
Also, real quick, the green bowl is for the guys' punishments, and the white bowl is the ladies' punishments.
Okay.
Cool. Can you the swingers place? Party we're having.
There we go.
Yeah, this is quite.
But just really funny, Jay, you told me this story. I know you talked already about it on I believe on Skanks. But just because it happened so perfectly that Shannon then texted me something that really made me laugh about your experience at what would you call it? For the surgery you just got.
Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah. I got consultation today for FUPA liposuction.
I'm sure that's not the name of it though. What do they call it? They don't refer to
it's
it.
It's even
that
funnier.
Way.
It's what's it called? Liposuction on Mons Pubis, which I'd love to name an album that.
Yeah, they made it a little Jamaican.
Mons Pubis.
Pubis Mons.
Dude, and this guy just felt up above my dick so much and made me look in a mirror at it while he did it.
Oh, it just sounds like torture.
Yeah, he made me look him in the eyes. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then he just took pictures of my dick. And then, you know, I'm probably not going to do it. I did it more for like the... this is funny thing, then got humiliated. And then at the end of it where I was like, oh, I could probably do this if it's like the right price. And then the price was crazy.
Right.
Oof. And I was like, oh, well, never mind. Now I just feel terrible about myself.
Too fat, too cheap.
If it was half that price, would you have done it?
That's like right at the cusp of what I said I would have done.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Cause it's a lot. At one point, I'd say 2 years ago, I looked into it, right? Yeah. I was looking into doing it. And then I went and got this stupid fucking laser fat removal, right? Where you're strapped into something around you, and it was an hour. And basically, every 30 seconds, you got 10 seconds of intense pain, and then you had 30 seconds off. 30 seconds off. And then you get twice you could cool your body off if you couldn't take it anymore, but it was still lasting a full hour. It did nothing, really. It was expensive, but it was so fucking painful.
It did nothing.
I feel like it did nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it was expensive. It was the motivation for me to start getting into running because that was so fucking painful. I was like, what the fuck am I doing with myself? I'm just going to fucking start running.
Oh, I thought it was because the kids were throwing rocks at you and you had your leg braces
on.
No,
that helped me get faster.
And every time from then on, wherever you went, you were running.
I was actually going to do the FUPA surgery, but I just decided to hang a weight for my cock instead.
That's not a bad idea. I was going to have just Christine put her feet on my thighs and grab it with two hands and yank as hard as she can to see what happens.
Did he say, like, was there anything, oh, this is what we deal with normally? Like, this is good. You're going to see, like, did it make you feel like it's something you would do immediately?
No, he didn't oversell. Because I'll be honest, I went in there, I heard a thing on TV about it and looked at a thing that was near my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to go for more. It'll be funny to talk about it on all the shows, and it's something I'm probably not going to do. It's really like nothing. It's nothing that's been like bothering me forever.
Right.
But it was just funny when I went in there and he was really just taking shots at it. And
it's
then
weird
when
that they take their shirts off.
Dude. But him going next to my dick on both sides
His face is facing your dick when he's doing that.
I was like over here, but he's showing me the mirror and he goes. He's like, that's what it'll hang like without that. And I was like, all right. I really put my dick away like someone who was molested. He was fine. He was totally professional, but it's those things you just pull it up like, what did I just do?
And then right after you tell me
why
that
are
story,
we not drinking it? Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Are we going to start now? So, Shannon, get it. Then I'll tell you the when we get started. Shannon, let's start the timer.
Is the dinger going to go off every 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You get in trouble.
The first one.
Wait, right. Can I take half because I'm a lady?
Is there a timer on the screen too that we'll see or no?
No, you're just going to hear the whale.
Okay, maybe we just hear the whale.
It's, right. No, you're just going to hear the shred.
It's right below what you're seeing on the screen there. Okay, we're going to try to fix it before
that. Okay, while you do
that. I had to do a ball surgery because like my all this stuff fell into my balls. And so they were what? Hanging out your legs.
He told me the story so many times, I'm still like, what?
But, yeah, really? But the way you say that, it's like, oh, the common thing, the ball surgery. Cause
I had to do ball surgery. Well, then, and it was the same thing where the guy's, you know, he's handling your balls and he's saying weird shit. He's like, big balls. You're like, yeah, that's why I'm here. That's the whole thing, right?
Big balls. Yeah, yeah, you're the big balls doctor, right?
I did the surgery and then it didn't stop it. And then I went back. He goes, yeah, it didn't take. He goes,
wow.
He goes, we can do it again. And I go, ah, whatever.
So now you have one really big ball?
It's a large ball.
That's fucking weird.
But it's not the ball. It's like the stuff that, you know, the stuff that's attached to your ball. I got a ton of that.
A round ball.
I got a lot of fucking, yeah, ball fluff.
It's like the inside of a couch cushion. Just all the stuff that it collects.
I wanted to say, but then after Jay tells me that whole story while we're coming up with dumb punishments.
If I had the expendable dough, I would have just done it.
Yeah, Shannon texted me, what about a punishment where we show our stomachs on, you know, if you lose? And Jay said he would rather kill himself.
Yeah. He'd rather suck the dough.
So I'll kill myself
down
on camera first.
But gym is the option, no?
Yeah, no, I go to the gym.
No, but it's even so, I don't think that sometimes, I don't know the...
I've lost a decent amount of weight. Well, a ton of weight. Ralph's known me. So yeah,
you don't work out there, but it's good cafeteria.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the sandwiches at my yeah, gym.
Sometimes it pops up on my feed on Facebook of pictures of us from 4 years ago, 5 years. You look like a different person.
Aww.
It's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really wild.
Well, didn't help my fupa. There's no way to work out your fupa.
Your mons pubis?
My mons pubis.
What, how much do they take out? Like 20?
What do you mean?
Pounds.
No, I don't know. Pubis?
No, I don't think it would be anything like that. No.
15, 10?
At just above my dick?
No, there's like,
man, how much hang you think Jay's got above his dick?
Well, I don't know. What? Yeah, I don't get
it's
it.
Like it's like a fanny pack if you had that.
Is that area specifically bad?
You might be thinking of like full the belly or anything like that. It's not.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a belly. Right, like right, I can lose 10 pounds. Where your, right here, make that right much
where your dick, where your dick hits your body.
Yeah.
The skin above there, so it's like your dick has its own belly,
and you're like, yeah, you could be the exact same body, but just without that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, if you put a little head at the top of that mound, and little arms on the side of it, and little legs under my balls, it would look like a whole different person. It would look like a tiny little person.
What does fupa stand for again? It's got an
acronym. Fat upper pussy area.
Yeah, fat upper pussy area. Right, right, right. That's right. That's right. But I'm saying it just would have been. I think that I looked at it. Just,
buddy, if I get the surgery, I'll cock slap you. Let's get a GoFundMe. If everyone pays for it, Ralph will let me cock slap him with it.
It was a lot of money.
Damn. A lot.
But yeah. Also, you.
Like 50? Like 20?
No, so less than that, but like still, like just a lot for what it
you
was.
You thought it would be like a couple grand.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be $5,000 or a little less.
Can I ask you a question? You've done no barometer of comparison. You haven't tried another guy. Maybe he's insanely expensive.
What about I'm not gonna keep water going around town letting guys play with my dick, Ralph.
Go to Mexico.
I'm sorry.
Get a second opinion.
Yeah, my ex-wife said go to Colombia. I'm like, ah.
No. But we had a guy message me and Danny, and he would just message. He's like, hey, if you want, we come to Colombia or some shit.
No,
like
Turkey.
That. Turkey, and he goes, we'll give you free hair transplants. And I'm like, well, I'm not bald, so I don't know why I would do that.
Dude, I swear to you, my it's targeted advertising. My ex told me today that she's been getting things about going for the full.
No, but they're real.
Mommy like, makeover in Turkey.
No. Yeah, that's the one. But it's not. That's not fake. They're gonna like it's. They want you to post about it and you know make a video on your channel and all that stuff.
I actually was thinking because you can't see it because I'm 6'5", but I'm pretty bald on top.
No, you're not bald. You're just
on top. Like, on top, I'm pretty bald. And I was thinking really? About getting. I don't know what it costs.
Hair transplant.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Probably. Is it 10,000?
Ish. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's not worth it. I don't think so.
I already did it on the pubes just to top up. I wasn't losing them. But
if I was 5'9", maybe I would do it. But because only when I'm seated do you ever see it, I don't do it. Like sometimes on camera, you can see, oh, shit. I
didn't
really
even think of that. Going bald isn't so bad when you're tall.
No, it's not so bad. No one really
it's a whole different ball game, man.
It's a whole different bald game. Hey.
But the Turkey thing is real. It's real. And I messaged him back. I was like, hey, what if my buddy who's bald goes and I'll come with him?
And what'd he say?
He said, yeah. And that was like 2 days ago, and then I just kind of was like, I don't want to turn. Well, yeah, I, at first, when me and Danny were drunk, when we were like, we're going.
I was like, we're in an Uber. I was like, text them back, say our friend will
Yeah, and then I woke up, and he was like, yeah, we'll fly you guys in, you do the video, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know about all this.
It was you that want to get something done?
No, no, our buddy. Our we have a third buddy that's bald.
Oh, bald. Oh, it's all for hair stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the hair guy.
Your hair still looks pretty good, Jay, right? You got a good head.
Oh, he's got some nice hair.
Yeah, I'm going to be good on hair, thank God.
Oh my God. I'm already fucking.
Unfortunately for Fupa,
I think.
Also killing it.
I think I'm out.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Five shots in? Is that six shots in?
All right. You have to fight the remaining four people. It's a weird game.
I think the smaller bowl is her, Shannon. Just kick that over. I can't reach it from here.
Send it.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Oh my God.
I don't even know which ones they are.
Wait, there's a couple.
Took three of
them. We bored Natasha into not wanting to drink anymore. Blow Ralph. They all say blow Ralph.
Blow Ralph.
They all say blow Ralph.
Kiss the guy of my choice.
Yeah, I would. But pick Ryan. I would pick Ryan too.
Should I spin the bottle?
It probably should say of in this room, I would imagine, because there may be.
Should I spin the bottle?
Well, not one.
Yours is full.
That's fair. But
no, six drinks like this.
Wait, hold on. I feel like that could end up being a disaster. Hold on a second.
Spin the bottle.
I think that's doing Ralph. Ralph's the only person unattached, and he's really into it.
I don't think that'll spin.
No, just do Ralph. Ralph's
yeah,
the only one.
Yeah, I think we gotta go, Ralph.
Yeah, go, Ralph.
Wait, wait. We gotta go, Ralph. We gotta go, Ralph.
We gotta go, Ralph.
That's Ralph.
That's me.
Oh, I have to kiss you, Ralph?
Puck her up.
I'm not going to say you have to, but...
You're saying she can't leave unless she does?
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
The door is just locked.
Not cool.
There we go.
There you go.
I'm not going to, you know,
hey. That was sweet.
Ralph was prepared to go full tongue.
I actually thought it was happening.
All right, now pull the next one.
That's on the next. I have to pull another one?
Yeah, you go through all of them.
Kiss Ralph again.
Then you the guys.
They all just say, kiss Ralph. Who put these in here?
Everybody circle jerk. That's what it says.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now it's starting to feel. I feel it already, Jay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you got half a beer down, you.
Because you're living that healthy lifestyle. That's the problem.
It's crazy. You guys don't feel anything yet already at all?
I mean, I don't get drunk off half a beer personally. I mean,
it's less than a beer still.
I feel it already.
I believe you.
The last drink I had was a week ago on the show.
All right, I'm out here dicking myself.
I'm not a big drinker, but this is just, it's not that much.
For me, it's a lot. I can't tell you.
I would have liked White Claw if we got that in there. That's
well, yeah.
It's just a lot of...
Dude, Power Hour of White Claw would get you fucking.
Is it more alcohol than bread?
But the issue with this is a lot.
It's just less heavy.
It's a loaf of bread.
This is a Michelob Ultra, so this is actually less alcohol than a White Claw.
Jay, the hardest thing is going to be I have to get up in the morning and run.
Oh, that's even worse.
Shannon?
He's a half a 4%er and you're feeling it.
Yeah. Ralph, while we wait for this next shot, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we have to do in the morning?
I have to get up in the morning and run.
Yes. Shannon?
Hit it. Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, there we go. How's it going to go?
Combination.
What's this?
That was the noise.
Every time Ralph talks about running, we have to play Chariots of Fire. 6 miles in the morning, Jay. Six miles in the morning.
You run 6 miles?
I run. Where are you running from? Want to hit that again?
Oh, my off days. Just
six
drop
is
it.
Wild.
I'm sorry. I run 10 on Saturdays.
Wow. Miles?
Yeah. And three. I do 3, 6, 9, but
it's a lot.
I was doing 4.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
What shoes are you running in?
I had
barefoot.
Brooks Ghosts. They just came out with a new model, and they're
nice.
Great. They're
nice.
Really good. They're good for you.
I have those too. Actually,
I've been balling again.
Basketballing. Yeah. I know. You're doing at your fancy pants home.
It's nice. It's great.
I don't get invited.
Oh, you have a basketball court in your house now.
You gonna come play?
No,
you,
I wouldn't play.
You wouldn't come play
because I'm so. You expect me to be at least decent at my height, and I'm fucking terrible. So there's no reason.
I do want to see you shoot a basketball.
Oh, I'm terrible. My brother beats me, and he's 5'7".
I'd like to see you do the I'd like to see what the motion of shooting a basketball is for you.
Yeah, I mean, the only sport which is the widest sport ever that I've been good at is racquetball. I think I could beat anybody in racquetball.
And ooh, I haven't played. Wow.
But no one
are you
cares.
Throwing down the gauntlet, dude?
No one cares about racquetball and ping pong, but racket sports. But
guess you're gonna guess, yeah. I guess you're going to clean up on all that racquetball pussy by yourself.
In 1986, I would.
Are you an American Psycho?
I was on the... Did I ever tell you that? I was on the racquetball team.
No, in yeah, what?
In SUNY Albany. I was on the when I went to college. I was on the
you played college ball.
I played college ball.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
So embarrassing.
I'm good yeah. to hear. You played a little college ball.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
Yes. The only sport I'm good at is racket sports. I'm okay at tennis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at ping pong, and I would say at. If I were to play for like a week or two straight in practice, I would say great at racquetball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask, you know, I beat all the time Robbie the Fire. Robbie Bernstein. We played, we used to play 2 years ago. He thought he'd kill me. He's never won a game on me.
Is racquetball with a bouncy ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the old wall.
The old parlor trick around college is to put your racquetball gear in a lacrosse bag.
It's funny to say, is racquetball with the bouncy ball? He goes, yes, the... Racquetball?
Well, no, because squash is with the dead
with
one.
With the dead one, yeah. Yeah squash yeah, yeah. is with the dead one in the same room. Same room. Yeah, same yeah, room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Is this conversations that happen in the Delta Sky Delta. Miles Club?
Yeah. In the widest rooms in America?
This is the steam room of America.
I wish you're actually good. What's...
No, I didn't
see. Oh, Shannon's looking at me strange.
Do we miss a shot, Shannon?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I'm just trying to see how full your guys' beers are.
Oh, we are probably two shots more after this one, I would say.
Oh,
it's interesting that they're all matched up. Hand,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ralph, you're way behind.
I'm filling up the glass.
There's no way you are.
No, I got less than he does. Yeah. Now we just did it.
There you go.
Even though you lost to Lewis when you did it on Skanks, you would say you are a good basketball player, right?
I mean, a decent basketball player.
Well, Lewis had some pretty good odds on that one.
Yeah,
he?
Yeah, it was insane.
A good basketball player is a stretch. I'm a decent basketball player.
Would you say when you play at your house with the whoever comes over, are you better than most?
Well, they're paid to lose. But.
Yeah, it's very pop star. I just wing it up in the air and they all cheer, no matter what happens.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Vladimir Unsung Putin movie.
Love that one.
I enjoyed
Hot Rod so much better.
Hot Rod's much better,
but yeah, no, I no better than most there. No, there's some good ones.
Who shows
Dylan,
up? That's
Dylan
good.
Can play.
Okay.
From here, Dylan can play. Just, Paco,
by
Paco
the way,
can
it bothers
play.
Me that Dylan can play. I just want to feel like he should be better.
Yeah, Paco can play. Pretty good. Tom.
Does Bobby
good?
Play? Bobby, you any good?
He's gonna come.
I'm in there yet. Okay.
He's coming. He's mm-hmm. getting his lungs back.
That's right. He's been fucking.
Remember, he dropped the COVID 30.
He almost died.
Remember, he dropped the COVID 45.
You know that the Gas Digital staff almost killed him, and then they all passed the blame to somebody else.
So I want to try to make a bet as who is going to be the next one to tap out. And I think it's going to be you.
Oh, I think you're 100%.
I feel like it's gonna be saying you.
I think the end will be between these two right here.
I don't think either of us drop out.
No. It's only been 13.
I'm going the distance.
Yeah, I think I do six. I can do six beers in an hour. I can do 6 beers in 10 minutes.
It's amazing. But you guys are also much, you're all much younger than me.
Yeah, so. Plus we've been training.
Yeah.
You're not going to bail out. You're good,
I'm hoping. My personal goal was to make it to 30.
Bailing
minutes.
Out's a decision. You could have done it.
You might have to get a catheter to a bag while you do your run tomorrow.
That's true. That's the run, by the way. The run.
Just piss while you run like a horse.
There it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to fuck me up tomorrow. I don't know if I'm able to do
don't
it.
Don't say that.
Hey, does Johnny Knoxville actually have a bag?
That's what I heard. He has a
catheter. Oh, the catheter thing?
I thought he had a bag.
Not anymore. I don't think he has to do that.
No, there we go. I heard it.
It was a limited amount of time he had to do that.
All right.
How are you so ahead of everybody?
He crushed his dick.
Yeah, he crushed his dick, but then I saw him in a movie with his shirt off, and I was like, where's the bag?
That reminds me. Shannon, do you have the list of names from Jackass? I want to know. We can ask him on the air. Why not? Because I forgot to ask him.
What?
Yeah, well, we were offered a couple of the dudes from Jackass to come on SDR, but like, I don't
high
know
profile or low profile.
I don't know. I know it's not Johnny Knoxville. That's the only name. You know, Bam's not in it anymore.
The guy that looks like
low
Bam's
profile
dad.
Now are like, yeah. Those guys are great. Those the well, guys.
Right. I know you know
the guys
it.
Who eat the shit are great.
Yeah. So I have a list. I think it was three names you were given.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking Pontius.
Is it Dave,
and shit.
Dave Englund. No,
yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, he's
Dave Englund. Danger Aaron.
Yep. That's the second one.
Oh.
And what, Preston Lacey?
No.
That's who I was thinking. Yeah,
I'm amazed that you can name all those.
Dave England.
I said Dave England first.
No. I did it the other way around. The last one is still Steve Will Do It.
Steve Will Do It. He's not in Jackass. He's in Jackass now in this year? That fucking kick so much ass. Dude, I mean, Steve will
Who's
do
Steve
it.
Steve will do it.
I mean, like, he's his biggest he's celebrity like as it gets boys. Right now.
He, like,
but,
give, you know, he just does these things on YouTube where he just, like, spends 500 grand on some dumbass.
But, yeah, he's about as, like, you know, whatever, as big as those guys right now.
There was one other name, not in Jackass, that we thought you might like, Jay.
Who?
Chanel West Coast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so say yes.
Get that dingbat on.
I don't know who that was.
She is vapid, but she's hot. Sexy.
I don't know who she was, but I said...
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, I know Janet's a Janet. Janet's a
we got to have her and Christine have a fucking tickle. We have to tickle them both and have them make a laugh off. Laugh because because Christine and hers laugh, honestly, might bust the studio.
Oh, my God.
Test the soundproofing of the studio?
I'm telling you, it's going to resonate. It's a noise that might open a portal or something.
Oh, my God. You're going to get possessed.
They're going to cross streams.
You ever hear of Chanel West Coast laugh?
No, I don't know who she was.
Bring up Chanel West Coast. I bet YouTube has a laugh compilation of her.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then if you'd like, Ralph, why don't you take a little dance through her rap music videos?
Oh, my
God. You think she's good or do you think people tell her she's good because she's hot, Ralph? Take a guess on that.
I think she's good. I think she has.
Oh, speaking of it, by the way, why don't we go through the whole list, Shannon, since he's here? Because there was two other dudes on that list that are just big YouTubers that you probably know, maybe. But I don't know who they
are. Steve will do it,
Steve will do it, like, as big as it gets.
Because it's easier to get you to answer questions while we're live on the air.
Get me drunk and then take advantage of me? Hello, Bill Cosby. You piece of shit.
Bam's not in Jackass, the new one.
Yeah, Bam, by the way.
I know, he's all fucked up.
So there was a kid that came on
his
the Dr.
show. His Dr. Phil
episode
is one of the funniest. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
That he wanted Dr. Phil under the guise that like he needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife got him to go there under the guise that Dr. Phil let him believe that he was coming to straighten out his wife. Like, he was going to come and tell his wife to just shut up and leave him alone. And so the first half of the interview, he's approaching it as that's the case.
No.
He's like, she doesn't even know.
So he's just doing a guy complaints. He goes, she just keeps talking on and she never stops. She's all like,
no.
It's just so funny. And Dr. Phil's like, yes, but Bam, you've been using again and drinking a bit. He's like, yeah, I've been partying a bunch. Shut up. She needs to shut up and leave me alone. Tell her, Dr. Phil, to be stop being stupid.
How long
Let me do
take
coke
him
in
to,
the house.
How long did it take him to figure it out?
I don't know if he still knows, quite honestly.
There was a kid that came in here.
But I miss him, like, on the thing. He's the great, best. Man. He was so great.
The kid that came in about 2 years ago, the band is called 616. They sound just like the band Him. Mm-hmm. And because he loved that band, he was the biggest advocate. He's now a big fan of that band, and they want to come in together, Bam and the singer of Him, in, I think, it's October.
Bam?
Yeah.
Bam and the guy from
Speaking October
616.
Plans?
Yeah.
All right. Get it.
September,
get it.
October, I forget. It's already, we're in August. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'd be badass.
Drink up, guys.
He doesn't do that much stuff either, so you get Bam in here. Very cool.
Oh, my God. Shannon, read the other names if you have them.
Oh, hold on.
I really am already drunk.
Casey, I'm stoked on the Bam announcement.
Casey Neistat.
Casey I think it's a Casey Anthony.
He's a big
Casey
big
Anthony.
YouTube guy.
Yeah, I got some questions for her.
We all
the fuck
do.
Were you that night? How did you go out dancing you afterwards? You piece of shit. Who is it? Casey who?
Neistat.
Yeah, that's it.
Who's
Neistat,
that?
A YouTuber.
Big YouTube guy.
And then he fucking took Isabella a bunch of money from Hillary Clinton.
Thing, allegedly, yeah. So the scandal with that guy, you can ask him actually. So allegedly, he like took a bunch of money to, like, millions of bucks to go out and say, like, I'm super for Hillary Clinton or whatever.
Oh, really?
And then everyone kind of turned on him because, like, a lot of
Well,
his
they
audience
found out that he's a shill.
But also his audience thought that shit was kind of like, they were like,
well, you
he wasn't that dude, right?
And well, like, there's one thing to, like, you have to say, you're like, hey, I'm, like,
yeah,
I'm and part then, of this, not just this is my opinion.
And then he kind of said, I regretted it, and it was a stupid mistake. Or
oh,
whatever.
No.
From his yacht. He goes, I regretted this.
And
he's got money.
Whoa. Ralph, if you bail before 30, you have to do one of the girl punishments.
I think I'll be okay. I think I'll make it. I got, what, 10
Kiss
more,
the person
more
of your choice.
It'll literally be suck Ralph's dick.
I get into this issue when
take
we get
a bottle
people,
in your ass.
When we get people that I don't know.
Ooh, take a bottle in your ass. No, before the game's over.
No, just to start it. And that have I think he has like 4 million followers, that dude. And I don't know anything about him, but you kinda gotta say yes, right?
I don't know. But you're the dude who says, like, you hashtag Suicide Squad because
you
wanna get people because you want 15-year-olds to follow.
I'm not a comic. I'm not someone that's gonna build an audience anywhere else other than through this.
So you think you're clever, a little like
it's not
Suicide
mine.
Squad.
It's what everybody does.
I don't know.
It's what everybody does.
It was all right. Anyway, Ralphie out.
You liked it or you didn't like it?
I nodded off towards the end, but I was enjoying it, yeah. I thought John Cena was really funny, actually.
Jesus Christ, now it's getting hard.
John Cena's
funny. He was funny.
I thought the shark, I didn't know the shark was Sylvester Stallone.
I didn't know until like 15 minutes in, but then it was very apparent.
Do you remember back in the day, Cena used to go on Stern and talk about crushing puss?
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. But John Cena was really funny in it. That line where he was like, I thought your name was a peacemaker. He goes, peace is the most important thing to me. And I will kill every man, woman, and child until I get it.
Yeah. And I thought him and Idris, is that right?
Idris Elba.
They had a good rapport. That was funny. But in general, the ending was so stupid with the big starfish. It was ridiculous.
Man, Idris Elba. Biggest mistake ever. I went back. Quarantine binges.
Mm-hmm.
This is the order I did. No good. Well, the beginning starts off great. Supernatural. 15 seasons. Fantastically mindless and entertaining. Loved every second of it. Then we were like, shit, it's over. That was 4 or 5 months of our lives.
By the way, Shannon did it in like a long weekend, I think it was. Or like maybe...
That's obsessive in a person who's too many cats.
Maybe it was a little more than that, but it was a very fast amount of time.
But, and then... Breaking Bad. Never saw it before.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Really? Wow. Oh, yeah.
So great.
How'd you miss that?
Just didn't do it, whatever reason. So, like, I was like, yeah, I never watched Breaking Bad. I watched the first episode a long time ago. Didn't like the first episode.
How do you not like? That's like the best first episode in history.
It is what it is. Listen, I'm happy I didn't, because watching it fresh in quarantine, it was amazing.
Yeah. That's a treat.
And then I was like, what's the thing that you have to watch besides...
The Wire?
The Wire.
Oh, yeah. You hadn't seen The Wire either?
No. And then I did The Wire after Breaking Bad.
I wish I was you.
It's better the other way around.
I got to tell you what, The Wire like was nowhere near as good, so it was just like, it got a little boring.
I think you go back to Oz after that.
Did Oz. I did Oz like when it was on.
That was the best. I watched
it. I'm usually good at those shows, but like some of the bigger ones.
Schillinger.
Well, that guy's like sells like Allstate commercials.
Which
now?
Is the one that Idris was a DJ? Did you see that one? Idris is like a DJ trying to get his life together. That was a
series.
A series.
Bottoms up, darling.
I forget what it's like a name.
Yeah, it was supposed to be good. I didn't
Clunk.
See it.
Something like that.
Oh God, here we go.
Luther. That's what we're talking.
Luther.
About.
Yeah. Oh, that was
yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
No, I'm excited to watch tonight. I'm going to watch the Malice at the Palace story, Ralph.
What's
I know
that?
You're a big sports fan. So it's probably big.
I don't even know who that is.
No, Netflix has a new series.
Series
Untold.
About Michael Malice?
No. Netflix has a new like 30 for 30 sort of series called Untold.
Mm-hmm.
And like 45-minute documentaries, and they have the Malice the Palace. That's when Ron Artest
that was the best.
Jumped into the stands to fight somebody in the audience.
Yeah. I don't know any of these people.
Back when men could be men.
Well, you understand Ron Artest is probably a basketball player.
Oh.
Well, why would I know that?
Well, I said it was a bad...
No, you said jump into the stands. It could be...
I never say basketball?
You did nothing.
No, my apologies for drinking.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Okay.
You
humiliated. So now I'm
going to
assume he's a basketball player.
Ching.
Damn, I hate what you're saying.
World peace.
I don't mean to...
Anyway, a guy in the audience threw a cup at him in the middle of a big melee on the floor, and they jumped up into the stand and started hitting people. And I said this on Bonfire today, but I'm drinking enough that it... bears repeating. It's so funny. If you watch the documentary about Ron Artest, he has a whole documentary on himself. It's very interesting. You'd like it, even if it's not a basketball fan. He's got a wild story.
I like some of the 30 for 30s.
No, he's got a wild story, Ron Artest. But now that he's like, you know, grown up and whatever, he goes, and he's got like a friendly relationship with the guy he fought in the stands.
Really?
Really?
But I said this, but here's the thing I don't like about it. He takes too much responsibility. Mm-hmm. The guy threw a fucking cup at him, and I said their relationship seems very like, did you see it?
Well, I haven't seen that, but I remember him.
The guy seems very like, he's like, yeah, I was acting like an animal, and I was an angry young person, and I made big mistakes. And that guy's like, well, at least you understand you made a mistake. It's like that kind of really? Guy, and you're like, fuck you, dude. That's threw a cup at a they're vulnerable on the floor. That's nuts.
No, because Ron Artest.
As a performer, don't you feel, when Dimebag Darrell got killed, that like hit me in a weird way. I'm like, damn, dude, we are touchable.
Yeah.
But he was
so
like, I've had people rush.
Oh, really?
But you had it recently.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've had it, several times. Been a weird amount
I was doing
of
a corporate, and they...
CEO comes and fucking tries to level me.
HR.
The band that was touring when Dimebag Darrell was in his band, it wasn't
Pantera. Damage Plan.
Damage Plan, but the band that was on tour with them came into SDR. No, sorry, Tour Bus Metal Radio.
This is why, by the way, he has more alcohol done than that. Look at these shots he's pouring.
And they came in talking about how much fun they were having on tour with Damage Plan. And at the time, we were on delay by 2 weeks.
They're like, oh, man, everyone's drinking, laughing, no one's getting shot. Right,
basically, and this show went out to all the affiliates, and I was on vacation, and we couldn't air the interview because he died in between that week.
Oh, fuck.
So I had to have one of my.
Like, the only thing I know for sure is our fans love us.
All right, I had to get one of my interns to get into my house. The doorman had to let him in to send out a rerun, or else we were going to air something about how great they were having on the air. It was horrible.
Dude, one of my favorite things in that Behind the Music, which is very sad about him getting the Pantera Behind the Music, is the guy that was being held. The guy didn't realize he was disposable. The guy who he was holding hostage, like their roadie. Was being held, and then the cop describes like shooting the guy with a shotgun over his shoulder and killing him while he was holding this guy hostage. If they shoot while you're being held hostage, they weren't worried about you.
Well, especially with a shotgun. With that was like shotgun. Spray. That's
I know,
like
but that guy was so the exact guy who gets shot in the movie, because when he even describes it years later, whenever that Behind the Music came out, he's still a guy who talks like, and I was like, hey, man, stop killing all my friends, man. God. And it's like, you said that to him? You said to a guy who's murdering all your friends, you said, hey, man, stop. Like, he was going to go, oh, shit.
He just tried to reason with him?
Yeah, is this 131 West Avenue?
I didn't realize these guys were your friends.
131 West Boulevard? I'm in the wrong part of town. Sorry.
At least we got to, by the way, see that almost Pantera reunion on the Motorhead cruise. That was a great
That
moment.
Was so cool. Was, nothing's going to happen close to that again.
That was fucking great as shit. It was so great. Was
wait, like, didn't Vinnie Paul die?
Yeah, Vinnie Paul's gone, so that's not much left now.
Jesus H. Jesus H.
All right, before we go any further, this is a sponsor that is near and dear to my heart, to Big J's heart. It is Blue Chew. Blue Chew and their chewables. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form, at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships directly to you in a discreet package. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it is all done online. It's chewable, so you don't have to worry about swallowing pills, and that means it happens faster. So if you go to BlueChew.com right now and you use the code SDR, you just pay the $5 shipping. That first month is free. They've been a sponsor of the show forever. We love Blue Chew. We love their chewables, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And we always ask you to support the sponsors that support the show, and it's BlueChew.com. The promo code is SDR. You pay just the $5 shipping, and you get a little extra confidence when it's time to perform in the bedroom. So thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get back into it.
On my way home, I'm trying to be a nicer person these days, part of my journey.
Versus what? You're on a journey?
No.
God damn it, Shannon.
I know you hate that word. That's why I said
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, I'm going to hit him.
So lately, if a homeless guy...
Are you with me on my journey to gunt reduction?
Yeah, gunt is the word I knew. When you said fupa, I had to look it up. But
it's not necessarily gunt, though.
Gunt's more of a woman.
Yeah.
Well, fupa is...
Fupa's a woman, too.
More of a woman. Oh, yeah.
It's mons pubis,
unless
you
say pubis area.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Ralph. Maybe you should learn Latin.
Fuck, I'm having a problem with this now.
Okay, no, you're doing great, dude. You're halfway in.
That's what they call a lightweight in the industry, huh?
God damn it. At least I get past 30, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Maybe you'll start taking some...
Well, these are smaller shots, too. Like,
these are shot
as far
yeah,
as the
genuinely,
actual...
genuinely, this game is played. We've done with, like the red cups.
This is the training wheels of the game.
You just kind
of
pour, like, a... What you an amount, yeah.
This is Century Club Light.
Yeah, there's only actually 5 beers we're drinking for 60 shots.
All right, go fuck yourself. All right, that's my answer. Sorry. What do you want?
How fast, if you were trying to like light it up, how fast can you drink 5 beers? 25?
Yeah.
No problem.
I'd be pretty drunk. Actually, I probably wouldn't even be that drunk, but yeah, I could probably half an hour.
Like if I'm like going to meet up with people and I got to catch up.
It's honestly, it's like the
crank 25 like on the fucking subway.
Literally like the Jewiest thing, but I'm just like, it's just like the carbonation that I'm struggling with.
That's the part that's also
as we get you, you feel so all fucking bloaty.
I'm burping a lot. I hate it.
And you guys have to go to the bathroom soon too.
Not me.
Yeah, I don't feel that way yet.
I won't piss till tomorrow.
Fine now, but no, when I get to my second or third beer, I usually need to take a shit. I have a tiny fucking bladder.
And it happens right there.
What do they call that? Wait, shit bladder?
You see, one of the punishments is involving his shit.
Oh, I don't think I'll be seeing any of those punishments.
Natasha, you are glad you got out early.
you got out like 5 drinks in.
Deep throat sure log of shit, you guys.
Sure, you had to kiss Ralph, but you did not have to fuck shit.
Yes. By the way, Natasha, you can jump back in if you'd like to. Yeah.
All right, I'll jump back in.
Okay. Punishments do once again apply.
Okay. I have them right here anyway. So. Yeah, because I needed a break, a little break, guys. But
it's carbonation, I'm telling you.
Thank you, darling.
Wow. It's hurting me.
You guys don't want to get me in trouble.
Dude, I hope so much that if she bails out again, has to do another punishment, that it just says the same thing. Always kiss a guy.
Rim job to Ralph.
I'll kiss everyone today. Oh. Don't worry.
Wow, how did it feel? I feel like I went through the second beer much faster than the first.
There you go.
I like to kiss.
Well, I'm trying to keep up. That's what I was saying to Jay when I seen his flow.
I need another one.
Well, but he took hers.
He's gucking
me. I did. I actually did. I took the rest of hers.
That wasn't
It wasn't
accurate.
A full.
Yeah.
How about who wants to kiss me?
Go on, Ryan.
Besides
say
him.
Yes.
I already kissed him.
Each other, so it's going to be you,
anybody
Jay.
Anybody else?
I'm going to let you kiss me through the spirit of Ralph. This is...
You know what? You kiss Ralph, and then Ralph will kiss Ryan.
Yes.
That's our version of the breakdance worm. Send it.
Did you?
I go, oh, kiss Ralph.
Be serious, Jay. Did you ever try and breakdance? Huh? Ever? Did you ever try and breakdance?
Of course. I used to do the scissor spin in my living room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Get worried that I would, like, kick a wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm having problems.
I was able to do the one. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one rotation. I'd be on your back and then like kick. It's hard to describe. It's like kick and kind of end up on your front.
It was like the beginning of a windmill without actually.
Yeah, absolutely,
doing
without windmill. Finishing.
Windmill.
Yeah. That
well,
was
Ralph,
the only thing I've
you remember
tried.
Last time that I tried to break dance? I broke your TV.
Oh yes. That was the day I just happened to fucking turn on the TV.
Right.
Oh my God. And they were doing a rap. I just happened to watch live for. I try to watch a little bit of every show that goes live, and literally as I turn it on,
I did a double backflip, nicked the TV.
I don't even know what movie you're doing. What were you doing?
No, it was the thing where you jump through your leg, you hold your one leg and jump
kid
over.
And play
it.
Shit.
And Lewis said I couldn't do it, and I
could you?
Yeah, I could.
You
do
did it.
He could do
well,
it.
I did
if
it, but then
do
I
it
like,
if it involves
I
breaking a TV.
Fell back and
okay.
bumped into the
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, it's fucking. Anyone could do that in my high school. Anybody could do that move.
Prom king.
If you could nail it, no. If you could nail a dance split. Where the back legs bend a little bit, but you pop back up from it.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you can nail that one, the kid and play split, you were, yeah.
The king of the
somehow
king
that
of the
was
castle.
Cool. Somehow dancing or violence was cool.
I had the ability. I can't even touch my toes now, but back in my breakdancing days, I could throw my leg over my head without touching it, which is hard.
What
now
a
he
slut.
Throws two legs over.
Damn, dude, you're such a slut.
That was such a big move. That was like a big move if you were,
my head's
you were
over
in
my
a battle.
Legs. Wow.
Ralph, I could pump deep in you if you do that shit.
It was such a goofy move. Like, you'd be standing, and then all of a sudden you go,
don't worry, it won't go too deep according to this doctor-prescribed fupa I got fucking
I was
going to
say,
on.
Imagine what you could do with the surgery.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh,
man. Reason alone, I'll kick it half the 12.
You need your own doctor.
I'll knock your lungs loose. I get rid of this fupa. There's fucking 7 inches of dick under there, he told me.
There is nothing worse than that feeling of when that part of your belly hits a girl from behind when you're fucking her, so I can understand wanting to get rid of it.
Thank you.
For me as well.
Yeah, let's do it together, dude. Let's
I'll
do it to each other.
See if they give us a group discount. I'll take those pictures anyway.
Dude, two scalpels so we're clean and sanitary. Two
do
straws.
Each other and then do the surgery together.
Oh, now it's having real problems with me.
Ralph, we'll do it like we're siphoning gasoline. We'll just suck it out of each other. Go.
That, by the way, did they show you what that looks like when you do that? It's really
siphoning fucking fat out of your friend's dick, upper dick area. No,
no, but the, siphoning itself is hard to watch.
But you should go to Dominican Republic too. You can get there cheaper too.
Yeah, but I heard Colombia too very cheap. But then my concern is
closer.
One recovery. You're not supposed to fly because of blood clots, possibly. So, like, I gotta stay in fucking Colombia.
You get a little
six
vacation
weeks.
Out of it. It's like you
6 weeks.
That's
six weeks. Weeks.
6 weeks.
That's why you go to
you
the
can fly. What? Yeah. Take a couple days off. You can fly.
Yeah,
I would think the
I would just
would
fly.
Fuck you up.
I would just fly, but as I said, like the blood clot fear of that is bad.
Yeah.
And I know one person.
God, I'm having problems.
A comedian's wife, who was young, had knee surgery. And
in Colombia.
No, here. But I'm saying even just the idea that she had knee surgery. Went home. Just knee surgery. And I don't know if it was a plane, but just like from home from a surgery, like died from a blood clot.
What?
Ooh.
That's just fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, that can happen at any point.
I take pine bark extract
every day.
At my
school, guys would die from being blood clots.
Hell yeah. Bomba clots.
Blood.
So I was trying to be a nicer person, as I said, and I now lately have been
giving, stopped yelling Asian hate?
Giving homeless people money. I've been doing a little bit here and there. and stop doing the Asian hate. But I was coming home from here last Wednesday, and there was a homeless guy that said, please help me get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know what? I'm going
to
go
decided not to kick him today.
Oh, that's good. You didn't fight him today? You didn't beat him up?
Yeah. I didn't spit on him today. That was the big thing.
You didn't say, good job, piece of shit?
And I went and got him a pizza, because I was getting pizza anyway. Ah, shit.
You blew a snot rocket in your hand and put it in front of his face? You piece of shit. You're a bad person, right?
I asked him to see my fupa.
I showed him a picture of your house.
Don't turn it back to me, Ralph. You know I'm sensitive right now about my fupa.
And I bring him back a slice of a pizza, and he goes, oh, man, sorry, I have no teeth. And he showed he had no. So I don't know what he was trying to ask for.
You're like, even better.
You got a baby bird.
So he blew me.
You got no teeth? My legs go behind my head?
Yeah.
But it was weird. He said, help me get something to eat.
Did you go, oh, what do you want, princess?
Yeah, sorry,
pizza's not good enough.
He didn't want it, so I took the fucking extra slice home. Did
you
thought
you should have offered to chew it for him. That's the move.
You should have thrown it in his face and said, get a job, you piece of shit.
Take it anyway.
Specified he needed a smoothie.
Yeah, exactly. It's just such a weird thing. And you're trying to
is there gluten in this? I've one time in my life
trying to be a better person.
Dude, one time in my life ever.
Fuck.
One time in my life,
they do feel like they're coming quicker.
A homeless person accepted food from me and was like thankful about that. 99.9% of the other time, I've tried to give food. They look at you like you're in it. They're like, "This is a, I want."
Right.
I want. Booze, yeah, and, yeah.
But
and
the
drugs.
Words were,
I live on the street, and I'm
food.
Like, all right, well, then I'm not going to give you this burger, and don't take it. Then
he said, help me get food.
When we were in Nashville, every second homeless guy has got an ironic sign, like, not going to lie to you, I want to fucking smoke crack. Like,
yeah,
it's like five guys in a row with the ironic sign.
I need
sign.
Money for fucking weed and pussy.
Sadder right. than seeing a person with a sign.
They all plagiarize each other because they see who does well, so then they're literally like hacks.
They're
and they
all
steal
walking
from
through.
Each other.
What was great was I saw recently. I want to say. Indianapolis or maybe, no, it was Spokane, Washington, in the middle of like a median, not a median, but like, you know, like a center kind of island on a road. There was a guy in his, a homeless guy in a chair sitting there like making the sign. And I was watching him doing the shadowing on the letters.
Oh my God.
To make them blockier. Like, you know what I mean? Seeing someone take the artistic, like you see the sign when it's done, you don't think about that. But watching the guy take the artistic liberties, he goes, oh, I'm really going to make these letters pop.
He's doing
need help and drugs.
He's doing his signs in charcoal only because he likes the aesthetic.
Was he like angling them so he like has the deep shadows?
Pastels. He put motion marks around it so it looks like it's shaking a little bit.
We talked about this before, but in Austin, I was surprised of the aggression of the homeless people in Austin.
I literally, except for going to Tim Dillon's house, stayed on the block. Like the hotel to the creek was right there. I didn't because I heard I've got to go for Moon Tower in a couple weeks. But
it was crazy. I was about a 4-block walk, and in that 4 blocks, 3 or 4 times, not just asked for money, but like confronted.
Yeah, it's
no, Joe List,
on E6.
Joe List got a text.
Something like that. I mean, confronted.
Joe List. Joe List got like he had to run.
Nobody really because I'm I don't they don't know what a puss I. God damn it.
Well, they could tell you're a former Green Beret for sure.
They look at me and they assume I'm good in racquetball, so they want to step away.
But they see the arms, the guns.
I just not used to someone getting confrontational with me, and it happened repeatedly right in my face. It was very uncomfortable.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I kept walking. I ignored him.
Kissed him.
Kissed him.
Put your legs kill him behind your
head. Did you put your legs behind your head? Did you show him your move? Guys.
Wait.
Before you get in, check this out.
Oh, look at my beans. And dong poking out like a gonzo nose.
The fact that I can't even touch my toes now freaks me out that I used to be able to do that.
Why can't you?
You don't think you could just
with legs straight?
Legs straight, I can't
do it. At 6'5"?
I can't do it.
No?
That's wild.
Really?
I can't get
you should have never been able to do that.
No, but I was when I was doing breakdance, I was 5'7".
That's I'm oddly flexible.
Are
certainly
you?
For a fat person.
I can't do anything like that. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Ah,
I couldn't cross my legs if you paid me.
Yeah, I'm weirdly flexible. But it's,
no problem touching your toes?
I mean, I gotta reach, but I could touch my toes.
I can't.
Fuck no, never could I touch my toes.
I can't like.
Well, you're probably.
I can't like hug
ball,
my
your
legs.
Your ball gets in the way. Is that why?
No, the ball gets in the way of a lot of things.
I can't hug my legs or anything like that.
Can I ask a question? Like, if you get naked in front of a woman for the first time, is it a big enough difference that they'll be like, "What is that"?
No, she's more like, "What is that to the cock?" She goes, "What is going on?
What is that?" I go, "No, it's a big ball." She goes, "No, no, what the fuck is that?"
It's more of a scale thing. It's just.
No, I go, but yes, but I would probably never have a girl see it for the first time without it being hard. So hard.
Hard, you don't notice hard, it. Okay.
You notice it, but hard, you go, Andy's got a big fucking set of balls. But I don't think I would ever go flaccid first times letting a girl see it like that with the fucking big balls. They hang low.
That's so weird.
She's like, you want to peel one of those balls off the floor before we...
Well, you know, they hang so low the operation didn't take, dude. They go, we can't, this can't be fixed. Take.
Your ball is so heavy.
Do you have before
it
and
beat
after
surgery.
Photo?
It broke their equipment.
The before and after photos are the same photo. Yeah. It's the same photo.
I think it might be bigger, dude.
In the MRI, your ball was giving us the finger.
It only made it stronger.
Did they at least give you your money back? Like it didn't.
Well, I was in Canada. You don't pay for that.
Oh, I mean.
That's why it didn't work, because it was fucking
that's
free.
From Canada, yeah. That's
why. We pay for it.
But it's basically what didn't work is, so essentially to get rid of all the stuff, they put a bunch of copper wires in your here. So they put all this copper in that blocks all the blood from going there, which eventually, like, because the blood can't get through, it will stop. But so what happened?
Copper wires,
it's like
in
a
your
dam.
Balls
they
right
put
now?
Basically like a dam to kill it, and then it broke. My blood broke through the dam.
Right. Oh my God. Ryan hired an electrician to fix his balls.
You had a male period.
Yeah, it busted through the fucking dam.
Oh my God.
So is there a bunch of copper in your balls right now?
That is correct, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow, carpenters are stripping your balls.
Of all times to be happy not to have balls, Natasha. Of all times.
Right, thank God.
You can't even have the phantom pains I'm having right now.
God, that sounds terrible.
I also got the hernia, so I got the mesh and then like some copper wire. I got the whole thing.
He had to go to this like hernia clinic, and he started posting all these like weird videos in the woods.
This bit sticking out here. It was like a parlor trick, God. Pulling out the big ball next to the hernia. It was gross. And everybody,
I don't like it.
Dude, we would like go downtown and shit drinking, and like we would just like meet random like girls, and he would literally like pull up his shirt and start poking out his hernia, being like, check this out. And, like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't work very good, but funny for the boys. Good laugh for the boys.
The guys. You didn't pay for a drink that whole night. No, guys, those fucking Marines kept buying you drinks all night. Show them the thing again. Ralph, I don't know if I talked on this show before, but I was leaving the creek in the cave one night after Skanks, and we were over there.
In Austin, when I was here?
Here.
Okay.
No, this is like years ago.
Okay.
At the creek in the cave. And I'm walking out to go get a cab on the corner, and there's a guy, a comic I reckon, there's a young kid. It was always like I've talked to a few times, and he was like, you know, very nice kid, but he's in extreme pain. He's bouncing around. He goes, oh God. He goes, oh, Big J. That's how much he doesn't know me. He's like, Big J. He goes, oh my God. Because can you please tell the ambulance like what the address is here? And I'm like, He goes, oh God. He goes, can you please can you please tell him what's going on? And I was like,
what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. So I got a thing. I go, hello? He goes, yes. He goes, what's the emergency? And I go, I don't know. I go, dude, she wants to know she goes, what's the problem you're having?
Oh my God, I have a feeling it's going to be horrible.
He goes, my balls are twisted up again. He screams again at the end. And she goes, okay, whatever. What's the address? And they go, they'll come right there. And it was that's a real thing that happens. Like, people's nuts get twisted up.
It's
a real thing. But it's extremely painful. But he was very thankful that I helped him actually afterwards. I felt bad because he was like, I guess, probably embarrassed. But like,
I mean, much pain where you just can't tell the person on the phone.
But just the line, just a sentence. My balls are twisted all up. Again!
Oh my God.
That's the R. Kelly song. That's what it was about. Pistons, right? That's what it was about.
That's Keith Sweat, dude.
Keith Sweat. Sorry, Keith Sweat.
How drunk are you?
Occurs where...
How does that happen?
See, I don't have that.
I remember there was a kid at my camp who had elephantitis of the ball. And he had to have a harness. He had a harness that went around his neck.
No. Come on.
I swear.
This is in Jewish school? Tell me this is Jewish school.
It's like a Borat bikini.
Literally like the Borat bikini.
At Jewish school?
No, camp. And he had this fucking, I can't remember what his name is, and he had this harness that went around his neck.
Stop it.
Because the only way to hold the balls up is at the neck.
And then he's still got the strings coming through. Holy fuck.
And by the way, at night when he's like, his wife's like, long day. She's like, damn, dragging my balls on camera for a job.
Holy shit.
Neck's killing me.
I'm fucking done.
He got fucking lit up for that.
You guys killed him?
Oh my God.
Where'd you get a photo of Ryan's balls?
Those are actually the photos of Jay from last
year. Yeah, you beat me to it.
That's your fupa.
That's my fupa.
What are we looking at?
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
This guy's ball bag has a great vein for booting black tar, if you're into that.
Oh, shit.
What are we looking at?
This is the condition that they were talking about, the elephantitis of the nuts.
Look at the hair on the top right side.
So much
of the
nuts, so there's no penis.
Oh, it's there somewhere. There has to be.
No, if that's the nuts, the penis would be above it still.
You're right. Well, I think.
Or is that the cock?
I think he just has such a small dick.
Are we looking at the largest cock?
If that was elephantitis of the cock. Now
we're talking.
How do I get elephantitis of the cock?
Yeah, how much does it cost to give me an elephant cock instead of getting rid of my fupa?
Yes.
I think I need another beer, guys.
Period.
It's over here.
All right.
That's rough.
Ralph, you only have to do 16 more, dude.
Is that where we're at?
Yep. Bottom of the air counter.
Oh, okay.
Hey, these are hard for me now, though. These are really difficult.
Getting down there.
Are they?
16. I'm holding in again.
Hey, man, there you
go. If Ralph loses, he's going to have to kiss you.
We have some creative ones. I think we should try the sour candy, even if we don't get
Why
to it.
Why not? Yeah, let's bring it out.
Bring in the sour candy,
let's
please.
Bring it out.
Let's all jerk off on longer. The sour candy who's ever was last has to eat it.
See who lasts longer.
I just don't know the warheads and all that shit. Uh-oh, what are you, an old lady? Did you pull out of your purse?
No, that's how
you
it
literally,
came.
You guys have like, eat a pile of shit, okay. Suck a dildo, but eat like, a candy.
Yo, let's just do this for a second. The sourest candy in the world, it says?
Yes.
Where'd you get it from?
Amazon?
That's sour candy in the world? I can't do it.
Oh, shit.
That's canker city,
bro. That's how it came from.
That's how you wake up with a fucking bunch of cankers.
I'll do it with you.
Ryan's like, I don't do that shit anymore. I had to go cold turkey.
It's going to get your lungs back again, right?
I'm taking one out, and you take one. I didn't touch any others. Let's do it after the next shot.
That'll be such a bad combo with beer, though.
I might start going double shots, just a showboat for the finish line.
This is the running backwards.
Here we go. Don't do it yet. Do the next shot, and then we'll see who keeps it in our mouths longer.
Yeah.
Is it a gummy? Eventually,
no, it's a hard candy.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Hold on. Do the shot first in 2-1 shot.
Wow.
Oh, shit. I need another beer, actually.
I'm driving home. This is crazy.
Okay, go. Let's see. Go.
Oh, for heel drive.
Go. It's not that bad.
You Why see? Don't you have one, then?
Oh.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
It's not that bad, you see?
Is that tough?
Couldn't look do at it? His face.
Oh.
I don't like it at
it's
all.
Bad?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Really sour?
Do a punishment, Cube.
How is it?
It's for me, it's terrible.
How he's handling it,
Do a punishment.
You all right with it?
Thanks, Shannon.
I have some water.
Let's do a punishment. It just tastes bad.
It's awful.
It just tastes bad? You sure you didn't get the shittiest tasting candy in the world?
Yeah, the problem is it really tastes like shit.
Oh, it's awful.
It's not the fucking sour. The sour's bad, but like it's not good.
Yeah, that's what happens when you buy gag candy.
It was listed as, it's still sitting with me, though.
Like, it's not like some sort of, like, you know, blueberry or...
No, it just tastes sour.
I'm saying, if it had, like, a flavor to it and sour, it's fine. No flavor. It's just sour.
Oh.
So it's basically just, like, that salt?
Get involved with one, DP.
Fuck that. You're get involved
with one. Get involved with one.
You fuck it. Yeah, you get
involved. Fuck one of those, man. Come on, get involved.
You're a fucking man.
All right, Ryan, me and you, whoever can keep that in their ass the longest. Yeah. You got to put it in the hole. You got to make it disappear.
Winner takes it out of the losers with their mouth.
Oh, it's still sitting with me, though. I watched three
you
people.
You got one?
Oh, my God.
You lasted 2 seconds with it.
Yeah.
She was talking
now
shit,
Now we're speaking
too.
My language.
She was really talking shit to the both of you, too. She was like...
It just tastes like sourness, nothing else, no flavor.
Nah. Why can't they flavor it?
I don't know, just still
looking
sitting
at it like
well, it's billed as the worst candy, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
Why is it like, look, it looks like we poured hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, it's like bubbling.
Yeah, it is bubbling.
Oh my God. That's in our stomachs right now, Jay.
No, it's fine. It goes straight to my fupa.
Hold on. One and.
Don't burn the fupa.
There you go. I'm doing better than I thought, gentlemen.
I'll help you burn the fupa.
Why is that?
Man, you're going to get there.
Because you haven't told us the story about the bisexual shit you did in college yet?
When you discover you can put your legs behind your head. Did you ever put it to use?
What do you think he's running from?
Never. I mean, only for battles.
Yeah, the girl comes in, you got the legs behind your head. She goes, what is this? You go, you're right, I was trying something. I thought you'd think that was cute.
It's still sitting in the back of my throat. Is it not bothering you?
No, just get over it.
You're tougher than me, Jay. You're more manly.
Don't you say that.
See, if you had the Jackass guys here, they would crush that shit up and snort it.
And shove it up their ass.
Stevie will do it. Would eat that whole bag right now and eat the bag.
We should, if they can come in studio,
bring Stevie will do it. You'll get
those things for them to do.
He'll eat the bag. I'm telling you.
Is that the idea? He's just a guy who'll do anything?
I don't know. I mean, apparently by his name.
As long as he gets to sell merch after. I mean, he sells, that guy sells a lot of merch.
I saw something where he like bought a $40,000 pizza or something. Well, he does all this crazy ass shit.
He does crazy shit.
Let me tattoo his face.
He was with Steve-O and they were doing tricks where...
Oh, my God. I think...
Where it was like, yeah, he'll just...
Not yet.
What's I did that.
She's trying desperately not to kiss you again, Ralph.
Well, I get it.
Steve-O, back in the day...
She didn't know you were a gay runner.
A gay racquetball runner?
A gay racquetball runner.
Do you have a sport?
And while you have your own float in the pride parade.
Do you have a sport you think you can beat other people in no matter what? I feel that way about racquetball.
No matter what?
You have a racquetball.
Like most people.
You think you can beat most people in racquetball?
Most people. Not a professional player.
Most average people.
The average person, if you just played racquetball once or twice, yes, I could beat you.
No. How many sports are there? You can't play one-on-one fucking football. I can't say I could beat anyone in football. It's by myself. Basketball one-on-one, like most people? Like, no. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've in the last 3 months, every time we've went to a place that had a pop shot, I broke the record on both machines.
Yeah, he's an animal. Impressive.
You should bring Ryan to your
both.
I'm watching the basketball on Tuesdays, dude.
No, he sucks at basketball.
This isn't basketball. I'm okay, but I'm the best in the world at pop shot. Like I'm about to go pro. Pretty close.
If only there was a hockey arcade game.
That's a game.
You play hockey? Did you grow up playing hockey?
Yeah, I grew up playing hockey. He was really good at hockey.
I've never held a hockey stick or a golf club.
I've held a hockey stick and a golf club. Jesus, Ralph.
Really?
Never.
Weird. I mean, kid.
You never played golf in your life?
Mini golf, but not.
I've never played golf. I've never played golf in my life. I've done driving ranges and top
driving
golf
range
only.
Fucking rules. We just went top golf fucking kicks ass.
I did the thing that was great, which was the axe throwing, and I was great at it.
Yeah, it's fun. Right. It's fun. I never done it yet, but
I'm a little more urban. I call it axe throwing. I call it axe throwing.
I put it up on a reel on my Instagram.
You have reverse Ebonics.
I literally.
Oh, sorry,
that.
Guys. I call Paschetti spaghetti, but I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me. I'm stupid.
There's a place in the city. It's you could get like a get for one price a couple of. Ah, fuck.
I'm out again.
Oh shit! You gotta come back in.
Kiss Ralph.
I'm out again.
I'm gonna take a couple extras. You know what I mean? Hey,
okay,
nothing.
Let's see. What do I have to do?
I saw that. You ever see that video of the guy who throws the axe at an axe throwing and then it like hits it awkwardly? And
gets spanked.
Come on,
by a gun.
And then what?
Give it a J. Gets spanked by one of the guys.
Get what?
Gets spanked.
No, it's gotta be Ralph.
It's gotta be Jay this time.
No, Christine's religious, and you know she gets weird if I touch her.
What about if she spanks the fupa?
Yay!
No, she has to.
Jay, your turn. Turn around. It's for Jay.
That just hurt, Danny.
Jay, look, it's right in your face.
Oh, you're doing the spanking.
Harder. Harder.
It's like, punch it.
Get a spoon.
Did you find my axe wrong by any chance?
I'll tell you what. If Ralph gets spanked by a guy, pull a top shot situation out here. We'll fucking just watch anyone get spanked.
That's still sitting in me, Jay.
Do it.
Oh, here we go. Watch it. Oh, fuck. Hold
I'm
on.
Doing two every time for the next 10, by the way, just to make a little statement about how Canadian boys drink.
This isn't that big of a deal, right?
I'm having a hard time.
It's literally Michelob Ultra.
I'm going two.
Can I tell you something, though?
Look,
I know.
Bullseye!
No, you killed it. I saw this. You killed it. But, like, your throw position.
Let me see.
Was not.
Well, I thought this was a wild video. Not, this is him being like sick, right?
You would have not been cast for a Mohican. Like you had a very. I'm a dad throwing a fucking.
I never throw. It was the second time.
You would have been the last of
one.
I'm just telling you, they couldn't stop me from hucking that thing one armed. You're not going to make me look like a jerk off.
Oh, they make me go two.
And if they make me go two arms, then I'll go. I won't play then.
I don't want to.
I eventually got to the one arm, but that was my second time throwing.
Doesn't matter.
They want you to go like a girl.
They want you to start with two arms. They make you try. They make you start.
You shoot your free throws underhanded too. I'm sorry to throw another basketball reference at you, Ralph. I know. I don't know any squash references.
Granny style through the legs.
Oh! I got seven more. I can think of doing seven more. I think
I got 14 more because I'm just trying to, you know.
Oh my god, I hate it so much.
Ryan's trying to get the party started.
The best part is right after this, Ryan's gonna be like, "So what are we doing?" We're like, "We're going home.
I'm gonna go."
You know what I'm doing,
Jay? I'm gonna go to the stand or some shit.
I'm getting ready to run tomorrow. That's what I'm gonna do.
No, you're not. You're not gonna run tomorrow.
How am I gonna work? I'm fucking drunk now.
There.
Natasha is going to give you crushing anal. I'm just making predictions.
Okay. With these crushing sour candies, these sour candies were not as bad as I thought they were going to be.
Totally.
Really? I watched. You talked about them for the last 10 minutes.
But I mean, I watched five videos of people spitting them out immediately, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be terrible. It's bad, but it's not terrible.
Stop watching videos of teenagers in fucking bikinis doing it and watch a
I'm
man do
TikTok
it.
I'm watching TikTok stuff do it.
Watch a man handle that.
Watch Steve-O.
Watch Steve-O handle something like
when
that.
When we had Steve-O on SDR, he was very upset that you weren't here.
Yeah, I know.
Steve-O rules.
I love Steve-O. He's a good dude. Very good dude. I'm excited for the movie.
We did a thing. He was like, when I was like 25, he did my like TV show, fucking like nothing TV show in Canada just because he's cool. And I think Tom Green kind of like set it up a little. But like he goes, you know what we'll do? He's like, yo, you kick me in the nuts and then we'll come and kick you in the nuts. And I was like, I don't really do all that stuff.
I'm okay. I have a bit of a ball
I'm
condition.
Okay with the first part, the second
I have a medical ball condition.
Yeah, because we were kind of doing Tom Green stuff. But he was like, yeah, and then fucking you'll punch me. I'll like punch you. And I was like, we don't like. It's like a sketch. Like,
was he still using at that point? And everything was this before he was sober.
No,
he was already sober.
But it's like he was just like he's trying to be like, oh, it'd be so cool. I'll let you kick me in the balls. And I was just like, that's just like we're like we did it. We're like, okay.
He kicked you in the balls?
No, I had this guy that was like older, and we're like, okay, well, I'll kick him in the balls.
Dude, he's a sweetheart.
Ryan paid a homeless guy $5. No,
basically, a homeless guy.
Was it the guy Steve-O with no teeth that I gave the pizza to?
Steve-O rules. He's a sweetheart, but I couldn't believe that.
He just
like
missed a shot, guys.
Oh shit!
I got him. Like,
so I just took it.
Shot.
I got it.
Hold on, Shannon. You got a lot of sass for someone that's not drinking with us.
I got Steve-O to a point, to his point, because I was like, when he came to the bonfire out in L.A., I already knew him at this point, and I was like, and I met a porn star the night before, and I was like, yo, would you come in and just like shit in a bucket in front of Steve-O? I go, I want to say thank you so much for the years of jackass that I'm going to have someone jackass for you. I just want to keep using the term, someone's going to jackass for you, this porn star's going to come shit in a bucket. And then the girl at the last minute, she was like, I don't think I can shit in a bucket, which by the way, was the right answer from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she said
it, so she got you hyped.
She goes, yeah, and then I told Steve, I was like, oh, I was going to have this girl do this, and he was like, I'm really glad you didn't. Oh, Steve-O, really?
He is a little bit more than you would expect, being like, really, dude? And you're like,
buddy.
Really, dude, me?
My favorite Steve-O moment was I opened for him a weekend in D.C. years ago. And like the last night of the shows, he was like, hey, he's like, come to my hotel room. We'll have dinner before the show. I was like, oh, all right. So it was a different hotel because he asked for a kitchen.
He's got room service?
No. He got a hotel with a kitchen.
Oh, he was cooking.
And he made he's vegan. So it was like tofurkey, fake turkey with something. But it was like, and he tossed a salad and did the whole thing.
I bet he did.
Yeah, right. He had the claws.
Yeah, he had the claws. Did he travel with that shit?
But you had to watch him make it, you're saying.
But it wasn't even the issue. It was lovely. And we sat down, we were talking and having a nice dinner, and I just started laughing at one point. He's like, what? I go, I don't know, man. When I just watched Jackass when I was like 18, 19, I didn't think if I met you it would be having fucking vegan meal in a hotel. I thought we'd be doing meth off of a fucking hooker pussy in fucking Costa Rica.
Like when Dice was on the network and there was a time we were really working on his show every day, if you told 20-year-old me, you'd be like, ah, Dice is calling.
Yeah. Nuts.
And it was always because it was a great episode. He did a great season, but there was a point where I was like, oh, Jesus, I can't really have this hour conversation right now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. When you're complaining about something, you would have been like, what?
I'm going to be upset? Dice is calling me? It's crazy.
Yeah, shit, that sounds like insane.
I got three more, guys. Three more. I can handle three more.
I mean, if you can get through a 10-mile run, it's like, there's the mental. It's mental.
Yeah. So you got this.
I mean, if at this point you don't finish, that'll be insanity.
What's the punishment? Kiss her again.
Why don't we end the show since it's almost over 3 minutes? Why don't you ask Danny the questions?
What's the question?
We'll do it after the last shot.
Oh, right? Okay.
Why after the last shot?
We might have Danny. So everyone else here has been on the show already.
Yeah, I've never been on the show.
Can we hit the first with the calendar, with the timer still going, or no?
Who cares about the first? Just do the goddamn question.
First time.
All right, Shannon.
Sorry, Shannon's a good producer.
Whatever, Shannon, you try hard.
And Paul's trying to do his best. Shut your fucking mouth.
Shannon is gussied up.
Oh,
by the way, I will say this.
That's Wolfie.
Shannon did Chip Chipperson today, and she looks pretty good today.
She's fantastic.
Oh, Shannon's fucking Chip. Showing the boobs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so everyone else here has been on the show already.
Shannon's body go bump, bump, bump.
Hey.
Jay, maybe you ask him. I'm having an issue.
I was listening to B2K on the way here.
Can you ask him?
Well, I'm having sexy body go bump, 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 bump.
You say it to him. I'm having issues.
Okay. I'm more impressed that I didn't have to piss for this hour.
Yeah, me too. That's
explain
amazing.
It.
Explain what? Oh,
becoming
the first?
Yeah, I'm having issues.
Explain. Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you having?
First.
I'm having carbonation issues.
Yeah, me too.
We do your firsts here on the show. Your first of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay.
So the sex is your virginity story, the first drugs you took besides weed, unless weed is the hardest drug you ever took. And then
we start with concert.
And your first concert ever is the rock and roll. So we start with your first concert.
Oh, man.
Your first concert, that was like not a Friends band, but like a concert.
Oh, you know what it was? I was, first concert, I was 14. This was in Toronto, and I saw the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week.
It was literally, that was like the year that they were like the most famous band in the world.
Hell yeah.
And like, I don't even remember. I was like, it was the first, I don't know. Someone
that
was
the
like,
summer Jason Priestley molested you.
It was at the Molson Amphitheater.
Did you love it?
Not really, but oh, and Blues Traveler. Blues Traveler was there actually.
Oh, he's on the show.
And John Popper, like we were in the like pit or whatever, and he fucking after his set, I still have it. He started throwing out his harmonicas, and I caught one. And I was like, holy shit!
One of three rock stars. I say is just a genuine buddy.
So you guys are both Canadian.
We have one shot left.
You guys are both Canadian.
John Popper.
Yeah, we're both.
John Popper's a buddy.
Yeah.
Remember when he did the show and
are we done? Or do we have one more?
We have one more. You went to the bathroom and asked the wrong question.
I'll take another beer if you don't mind, Shannon.
Something hit me. Some drug or something hit me, and I got really fucking sick, and I went and puked in the bathroom a bunch. And I was hearing you ask a question. I know that like...
he didn't want to answer.
No, he was just... They're good friends with the spin doctors, and you were like... It was always like you and the spin doctors. But you just, whatever it was
You're friends with the spin doctors?
No.
No, I'm friends with Popper, and he's friends with Popper. I know him enough to know that like they're friends.
Spin doctors kick ass.
And he goes... and Ralph's like... Yeah, thanks, Shannon. He goes, but I thought it was always you guys were better. Those guys just weren't very good. I was like, whatever it was, you were just being negative towards them, and I was like... In the bathroom, I was like, no, Ralph, they're good friends.
Oh. You're saying terrible things.
I made it, everybody. I fucking made it.
Yeah, it's been.
Oh, that was like, place fucking went insane when they sang that.
Now, the first one.
Oh, my
the
God.
First drug you ever did.
First drug
after
I ever
weed,
did?
After weed. After weed. Unless weed's not the first drug.
Mushrooms would be the first
drug. That's my second.
And it was literally like, I did weed really early. I think I smoked weed when I was like 10.
Killer.
And then... Yeah, I was really young.
Jewish school.
No, it was like my cousin in Cape Cod.
Oh.
And then I remember all my friends were like, you smoke weed? I was like, literally went to Jewish school and I was like 10.
And you were like, what's it do you?
Mazel tov, motherfuckers.
You take the hand.
I think when I was like 13 or 14, I did mushrooms.
Marijuana
head. Mazel tov kush.
First time I had sex, I was like 18.
Does anyone have a marijuana leaf on the Jewish hat?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking fish on the weekend. I'm sure there's going to be a million of those.
18 is a very respectable age to start having sex. That's like the normal age.
Yeah, it was like, it was...
What's his name?
What's his name? Yeah, that was it.
Let's go around and do plugs. By the way, I can't believe I made it. Because the first time, I only tried this once
before. Did you tell a sex story?
18.
But you didn't say the story. You just said the age.
Is there a story behind it?
It was this girl. I was in my first year of college. And she was just like some girl who lived in Rez.
He goes, she was a passed out drifter.
She was like literally some girl who lived
and
upstairs.
I could tell she wanted it.
And she's still, her body's still under that red.
I change her clothes every day.
Nobody's heard from her since that day.
All right, let's go around and do plugs. We'll start with you, Jay.
Let me start with the guests.
Oh, sorry. We'll start with Natasha.
You can find me on Instagram, Natasha Dreams X. And no, Instagram is Let Natasha Live. And Twitter is Natasha Dreams X. And
and you bailed and you came back in and you bailed quickly on the candy.
Yes.
So. I'm gonna give you respectable. Thank
but
you so
I'm
much
here.
For being a part of it.
Yeah.
It made this happen.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan.
The Boys Cast and all platforms and at Ryan Long Comedy. Video comes out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Whoa. Okay, Danny.
Also Boys Cast and at Danny Jokes everywhere.
Jason.
BigJComedy.com. Bunch of dates coming up, everybody. I'm on the road. Until December,
a
pretty
lot,
much every weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Tampa.
In theory.
Yeah. I got Tampa, Denver, Edmonton, Canada.
Ooh,
what are you doing, okay. Canada?
Which Ryan's
so what? You got to deal with all that bitch. All that bullshit with the fucking.
Where are you going? Yeah. What are you doing?
Comic strip, Edmonton.
Yeah, in the mall. Okay.
Yeah.
You know there's a gun range.
You see how they totally got excited when you just mentioned Canada?
No, the reason I was excited.
Oh, we just went. Like, it's a fucking night.
Holy shit, Canada!
I'm wondering if you're going to Toronto, and I was like, "What are you doing there?" I don't care about Edmonton.
No, Edmonton. I'm doing. I'll be doing the comic strip out there. So gorgeous. I got Portland Helium coming up. A whole bunch of gigs. I think Thanksgiving weekend, Helium, Philadelphia, hometown. So let's fill that the fuck out. It'll be Wednesday night instead of Thursday. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Wait, what Wednesday you're not going to be here?
The one before Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's wild. Fair. It's far from now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I would have told you the day before or the day of.
Well, it's good. At least we found out. You know, usually we don't know.
Now we know.
Yeah, Lainey's going to fill in for me that day.
Okay. Shinoonies?
Oh, also Bonfire. Jeez, dude.
You said you were done.
No, I didn't. I
felt like you were.
Oh, you know what? If we're doing dates, we're going. The ones we got coming up is Plano and...
I mean, this dude was already in fucking November, and he's upset that I fucking shut him down.
I gotta say, the Bonfire, 5 days a week on Faction Talk.
January 2022.
Imagine being someone that listens to SDR, and Jay's like, I'm on the Bonfire. You're like, what was that? You do another thing?
What's that side gig you have?
They don't know.
Legion of Skanks, also on the guest.
And you go, what was it?
Also here.
Yeah, you got we got Plano and what's the other
Phoenix.
Those are the new ones.
Okay. Right. Now that everyone's done with all their fucking dates, Shannon.
You can catch me running 10 miles a day.
You can catch Shannon.
Give her a fucking plug.
You can catch Shannon in Plano, Shannon. Texas also.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Couple quick things.
Oh,
cool. One, this Saturday, the other SDR was with Buck Cherry.
Come on, Buck Cherry's on here?
Yeah, next week. Next Saturday.
That guy cool?
Were they
cool?
All lit up?
They were lit up. Yeah, they were. They were really, he brought a girl on that was a real crazy bitch.
And then,
woo!
And then next
smashing
Wednesday,
a beer bottle.
We're doing,
and then next Thursday, we wish they had a third song anybody knew.
I didn't know the first one. Crazy bitch.
And next Wednesday, a week from today, we are doing the Butthole Beauty Battle.
I thought you were going to say Butthole Surfers for
been
a
bleaching.
Second.
I've been bleaching.
Butthole Beauty. What's that?
Three young ladies will be coming in the studio, and we will be judging their buttholes for Anal Awareness Month as we close out August.
We're going with color, talent.
No, here's what we have. We have color.
Diversity.
Hairlessness.
Talent. Wow.
Overall attractiveness.
There should be a talent.
Okay, did they know
racquetballs? Did they pop a racquetball there? Play to the judges
like,
a little.
Do they know that you're coming? Like, what are you doing coming in with a hairy?
Do you think that we're just gonna bring three girls in and pull their pants down and?
Well,
judge
I'm
their
just
asshole.
Wondering, like the hairlessness. So you tell them that's. But like, I feel like
apparently
kind
there's
of,
two porn stars and Mrs. Polish Chuck, which is weird.
I feel
I think,
like.
By the way, I did.
Oh, any relation?
I did Lisa.
I thought
Ann.
Polish Chuck was the Smith of Israel.
I did Lisa Ann's podcast. I think Lisa Ann's going to come in and judge also, which I think would be cool.
Nice.
Have a professional come in and judge assholes.
Professional what?
Period.
Asshole
porn
judge.
Star.
She does a lot of butthole beauty.
How dare you?
She talked about it specifically on the show.
How dare you?
Looseness isn't a factor.
Butthole
beauty. I think overall attractiveness.
Elasticity is the correct term. That's the correct term.
What does talent mean?
I don't know. Are we doing a comedy show or are we not?
Right,
oh, they have to
do
a talent.
Talent.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Ed,
how do you
Ed,
feel about asshole talent?
That's a great
well, you guys have seen the Jim Carrey, you know, like, what movie's that?
I know you think
some banaka.
I'm not a four beer queer like Ralph, so I'm clear headed right now. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Fine. We'll edit. I'm saying edit.
All right, Uncle Ralph.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton and my other podcast on health and wellness.
And also, the Holocaust didn't happen.
Good Sugar Podcast comes out every Monday. And tomorrow morning, I will be running 6 miles.
Hey. Wait, tell me what you want kids to run behind you like Rocky?
Yeah, let's do it. I am Ralph Sutton. Follow me. Let's do it.
Strong now.
All right, everybody here in the studio, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Shannon. Song of the Week. Good question. Song of the Week. Jay, I'll let you pick a Song of the Week. It's a weird noise, but sure.
Ba, 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 ba.
Maybe Blues Traveler. We may throw it out there. We give him some props on the air. Maybe Buck Cherry.
Oh yeah, dude, Blues Traveler. But anyway,
But anyway, by Blues Traveler, it'll be added to the strshow.com/playlist. We add that every single week. As we said, this coming Saturday will be Buck Cherry. Next Wednesday will be the Butthole Beauty Contest.
See you next week. Third guitar player from Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been. See you next week. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Yeah.
I lied and told her I loved her, she didn't care, but anyway. I told her we'd still be friends and she didn't care, but anyway. I tried last week, but to go.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.
All right, before we go, if you enjoyed this show, and if you made it to the end, I'm assuming you did, you might enjoy some of the other shows on the Gas Digital Network. This week, we're highlighting the Real Ass Podcast with Luis J. Gomez and Zach Amico. You can find their full catalog of every episode they've ever done on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com, or check out the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. And here's a clip right now of the Real Ass Podcast.
Anyway, I do like her, and I'm sorry. Sorry I'm being mean to you. You know I'm just joshing you, right?
Yeah.
That's Shane's online persona. He's an asshole, but he's actually just a nice person.
No, I feel bad about it. I objectified you. You couldn't hear it with the mic.
I don't like to be objectified. They're all lying.
Yeah, this is all in good fun. Hey, leotard and reotard. Next joke.
I'm putting that on my business.
Your fucking business
card. I'm gonna need you for this next. This next. Stay here.
Her business card is a pair of panties. She leaves the next day.
Just read on the inside.
I mean,
it's pretty funny,
I'm
isn't
not
it?
Not hungry, because then I have to eat them. So you know.
What?
That needed
guys,
a tag.
Do you guys want to try to do a quick round of plugs while he's away this time?
Yeah.
I just have this. I just have okay, this ink. Oops! 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 I sprayed you with ink. What? Dude, she goes,
what?
She got serious. She goes, but this is like going to disappear, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Is this not disappearing?
This is $35 on Amazon, you piece of
this okay. Might be worth disappearing ink before I looked at the bottle, and I never once confirmed that it's actually disappearing ink. This might be worth the entire weight that Lewis just fucked up that leotard.
It's only disappearing ink if it's what Lewis signs his child support checks in.
Yeah, he goes, Beatrice, you can't cash a check with no autograph on it.
Fuck yeah.
So that ink will disappear. eventually.
Oh, fuck. Well, eventually that's going to eventually we all disappear, you know? So,
that sounds like a threat that
she's
he's going to tell her on the car ride home.
Fucking blue ink.
I had to take an Uber home and then
I actually think it already disappeared.
Yeah, no, I think it's disappeared. I think it's gone.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Fuck you. I love that now he's not. He has no confidence. His confidence is shot in his tricks.
Yeah.
And, dude, he had to go buy... He bought disappearing ink. Lewis, how do you not know it's the disappearing ink you bought? We go, oh, no, it's just like the other ink that I
You don't have there. Other ink around the house. You're not writing.
Yeah, what do you have, a quill pen? Do you use a fucking feather to write letters? Curious James, one day you'll read this, and the world will be a different place.
Zach, do you punch up on this? I'll send you 3/4 of my ink.
Zach, I have a messaging bird bringing you my latest scrolls.
Hell yeah. She's rubbing herself. Hell yeah.
I really, hell yeah. I'd really like to be there in the morning when Lewis is hungover with eyeliner on.
Oh, dude. Looking
in the fucking mirror like, oh, God.
It's waterproof, too, so it's not going to come off for a while.
We're doing another trick. The lovely Jessica, everyone. Give it up for the lovely Jessica. Come on, everyone.
Yay. Jessica.
Yeah, all right. Fair to Midland.
All right, so here's what I need, Jessica.
Daniel, you seem tired, bud.
I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You're gassed, dude. Go get the mac and cheese and bring it in. Or do you have Bay? Bay will be pissed.
Come over here. Yeah, Bay and I are eating.
We don't know. We can stand. We'll sit. Come here.
Bay's going to get you for not eating the cheese.
No, I'm okay.
So, Jessica, do me a favor. Show here.
Just go.
Now I could see that it is material. I didn't think it was material.
No, turn them over. Now bring them toward me.
This is the first time we've ever seen Lewis and thought, that's material.
Make two tight fists. Okay. Now, Dan, I want you to pick one, left or right?
Left.
Okay. So what I want you to do is you take your right hand away. Jessica, you pick left. I'm going to take my left hand as well. Okay. And I'm going to take some blunt ashes.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to start rubbing them into the center of my hand. Jessica, do you tell me, if really concentrate on the center of your left hand, Jessica. Concentrate on it. Really, do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in the center of your hand, Jessica? No, that's not your fingernail, Jessica. Do you feel anything? Do you feel anything in your hand?
I feel fear.
Do you feel anything?
I feel like I want to go home.
I feel my Nana trying to reach out to me from beyond the grave.
Oh, Jessica, run! Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera. Show your hand to the camera that you're bodily rent. There's ashes there.
Wow. There's no way I looked at that girl and didn't think she had some burns on her.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
Stinkmata.
Fucking look at this guy. That's a good one.
That's good.
Now, you obviously, you just put a quarter in your mouth during a pandemic.